Murder, Metallica, and news. This is a new movies and music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
You know, there is something about a tangle of strangers pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again. I see evil on this train.
Ooh.
Cool.
Murder on the Orient Express, a remake of the classic murder mystery that I think most murder mysteries are based on. This one stars Kenneth Branagh, Penelope Cruz, Willem Dafoe, Judi Dench. I did not get a chance to see this one. I went bowling instead.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, yeah, I was there.
You were there. That's right. But I am hearing some good, some okay things about it. So,
good cast.
Good cast. Should be. And the trailer makes it look really cool. Josh Gad is in it, too. That's opening in theaters this weekend.
Nice.
Daddy's Home 2. Starring Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell.
And the crowd goes mild.
Yeah. did you see Daddy's Home? Did you see that one?
No.
It had its moments. There were, you know, it's Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. I mean, it's
like a Comedy Central movie that'll be played to death 5 years from now.
Totally.
Probably.
Yeah. Actually, I think it already is. I think it already is out there. This one, though, their fathers arrive, and one of them, I think, is John Lithgow, and the other one is Mel Gibson.
Nice.
Making his return to comedy buddy movies, I guess.
Sure.
So
he needs anything.
it's like he's also one of those guys, you know, you got all your, you know, sexual assault things happening in Hollywood right now that have people like turning. I'm just saying. This is another thing, like back when he, you know, he had his whole racism thing, and then everybody was like distancing themselves as far away as they possibly could from Mel Gibson.
It all seems so tame now.
I know. Now he's coming back, and he's doing fun comedies, you know, with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, and he's a dad, and you know, it's like it's just how long until you forget, you know?
How long?
That's in limited release. This one looks really good. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, stars Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, Sam Rockwell, Calla Blandry Jones. We have a screening of this next week, and Ron Brown will actually be attending that. And he'll
getting some Oscar buzz already.
Yeah, I saw an extended trailer for it the other day, and it looks really cool. The idea is it's a dark comedy drama, and I think it's based on a true story, and it's a mother whose daughter was murdered, and she doesn't feel that the local sheriff's department is doing enough to find her killer, and she buys billboards along the road and calls them out as a result.
That's awesome.
And you know, as they look for the culprit. So sounds pretty cool.
Neat.
All right. What do we got music-wise happening?
Oh, man. It's kind of a weird couple of weeks coming up. I think there's a few things going on. Record Store Day Black Friday is coming up, so a lot of people are waiting to release stuff that day. It's also backing up a lot of vinyl that is pressed around this time of year. But there's also the big elephant in the room. I'm guessing no one really wants to compete with Taylor Swift this week.
Right.
Her new record, Reputation, finally comes out. I feel like we've been hearing about this since, what, like the start of summer?
Totally. They released that one song, and then they released little snippets of other songs, and then they released the song eventually. And
yeah, before you know it, half the record is on the radio. The songs are going to be everywhere, so get ready to be tired of Taylor Swift. But on the complete opposite end of the musical spectrum, one of my personal favorite bands, the Black Sabbath worshiping metal band Electric Wizard, is back.
I love the album title.
Yeah, which it's also a reference and callback to Black Sabbath. The name of the record is Wizard, Bloody Wizard. And if you're like me, I mentioned this is the time of year where a lot of vinyl records get pushed back from their original release dates because of Record Store Day Black Friday. This record is a victim of that, so it's going to be another week or two before it finally comes out, but it should be up digitally Friday. We also have the return of Evanescence, their new record, Synthesis, which I lost track. I can't believe this is only their fourth album. They're a band that has been around for like 15, 16 years now. And
yeah.
It seems like they take their time between
records.
So
one of those deals where like they only get together, they get together, they make a record, and then like they
probably
all go their
tour
separate
for
2 years. And,
yeah.
Do TV theme songs or something.
I feel like that happens more with bigger bands because they just have to play to that many more people. That,
yeah.
By the time they fill those obligations. We also have a new mini LP from Sleigh Bells. It's called Kid Khrushchev. I haven't heard anything off this record, but that's that band that combines like weird distorted guitars and like dance beats. They've been on SNL a bunch of times.
Okay.
The return of the post-hardcore band Quicksand. This is going to sound harsh, but I'm pretty sure Quicksand is one of those bands, you know, they put out two albums in the 90s. They barely caused a dent at the time,
didn't
but for some reason were unearthed over time, and now they're back. The new album is called Interiors. We also have some other big records out from Billy Ray Cyrus.
Talk about unearthing something from the 90s.
Yeah.
Wow.
He needs to catch up to his daughter, I guess.
Yeah.
And prove to everyone that he's not just like that guy.
Nice. All right, we got some news stretching both movies and music. Let's start with movies. Going back to Kevin Spacey, he's been accused by many people of sexual assault over the time of his career. However, he has a big new movie that was coming out in December, directed by Ridley Scott. He plays J. Paul Getty. It is a movie about the kidnapping of J. Paul Getty's grandson. He has been absolutely just chopped from the movie. They are cutting him out. Yes, I can't believe they're doing it. Actually, I can't believe they're doing it. I read a big thing. The Ridley Scott's like, hey, look, 800 people helped make this movie, you know, and we are not going to be dragged down by this scandal.
Totally.
So they're getting rid of, they've already pulled it from that AFI Film Fest, but now they are going to actually get rid of Kevin Spacey's role altogether, and they're going to bring Christopher Plummer in, reshoot all of the scenes, insert them into the movie, and they still think that they're going to have it out by December 22nd.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Like, from a filmmaking perspective, you have to see this movie now. I mean, how are they going to pull that off?
There's tons of Oscar buzz for it. I love the idea that they're just getting rid of Spacey altogether. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Get him out of there. That's pretty great. But what he had to go through for the role, he's got all types of like prosthetics on his face.
Yeah.
And it was a major doing for him. I don't know how much, you know, he was, you know, he's one of those and also actors on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how big his part is. But in the trailer, when he comes out, and I mean, it's no secret what happened. This is based on a true story. When he comes out and says that there's no amount of money that he would pay to get his grandson back, that's a huge scene.
Yeah.
You know, that is a huge scene, and it's in the trailer. People were giving Spacey some big props for it, and he's out. Plummer in. We'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, kind of drives me crazy, though, that, you know, now as we're hearing that these allegations of Kevin Spacey have swirled around him for apparently forever, it kind of just drives me nuts that, like, why was it okay for him to be in the movie 2 weeks ago, but now it's not?
Now it's not. And it's funny that you say that because I was watching something, and I was telling you this, I was watching something on my DVR. It was a couple weeks old, and actually maybe older than that, and there was a preview, the trailer for the movie came on, and then at the end it goes, and Kevin Spacey. And I was like, ooh, it's... the Country Music Association Awards were last night, and Garth Brooks won his, I think, 7th Entertainer of the Year award, and he did it lip-syncing his performance of Ask Me How I Know. And Ask Me How I Know That, Chris.
Well, Rob, how do you know
that? Well, because Garth told us right and straight up that he's lip-synced it. Yeah.
Straight shooter, that guy.
He's... I have a lot of problems with Garth Brooks that extend a way long time. So
personal problems.
I do. I personally, yes.
Did that Chris Gaines record set you over the edge? Did you burn all your previous Garth Brooks? You know what?
You know what, man? Garth, you're not true to the music, man. Anyway, yeah, you said he lip-synced. I said his voice just wasn't there, and he wanted to. Country music, man, doesn't deserve that. The country music fans deserve to hear the best, so... Yeah, anyway.
I mean, kind of interesting, but I mean, what do people expect? It's a live broadcast, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they do the same thing at the Super Bowl. I mean, you'd have to be incredibly naive at this point to just assume that someone is going to go out there on a tight, like, 11.5 minute segment, you know, hit all their spots, dance and sing perfectly. I mean, it just doesn't happen. I guarantee you ask any performer, they would have done the exact same thing. It's like, you know what? My voice sucks tonight. We're on live TV. What can we do? Maybe, like, and we don't even know how much it was lip-synced. I mean,
yeah.
I haven't seen the performance, so I don't know. I would say...
He looks like he's giving it his all.
It's kind of interesting that he did that instead of maybe, like, deferring to some background singers or
how
something.
How about that, you know? Something like that. Let's, you know, the integrity of it. It drives me nuts, and I know that so much stuff is lip-synced, and I don't know if I want to get into that whole thing, but... you know, knock it off. Just freaking do the show. You're freaking Garth Brooks. F you, man, you know?
Yeah. You should have brought it up, like, way before. There could have been a plan B.
So does this happen on the road? What about all the people who pay all that money for concert tickets and they go there?
Point. I didn't
think about
that.
Is he, like, lip-syncing on the road? When you go see him in concert, is he lip-syncing? Who else is lip-syncing?
Yeah.
There's already a lot of accusations out there about bands that have backing tracks piped in for them.
That's been
going
on forever. I think people will forgive certain backing tracks. It's the actual voice that I think is not only noticeable, but, like, people won't forgive you for that. The only time I could see that when it's okay is, like, look, I don't expect Beyonce to hit all the notes perfectly while doing
an incredibly complicated dance routine. Because that's part of it, you know? That's part of the live experience. You're there, and you know what? It makes you feel a little closer to the artist. It makes you feel like they're human, like they're you. You know what? All right, good. When she did that, like, triple flip, she didn't hit that note perfectly. Yeah. And you know why? Because she did a triple flip. Hey, a couple interesting stories, metal and politics.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I grossly underprepared, but real quick, some fallout out of the elections. In New York, we actually saw the guitarist of this band, Most Precious Blood, win a spot on his local city council, which is pretty awesome. And the sub-headline to Virginia electing its first openly transgender politician is that she's also in a metal band. You could find videos on YouTube. It's great.
So wild.
I think that is awesome. Like, not only did Tuesday feel like there was some sort of a shift, but it's kind of like these people from creative realms have entered politics now. So we'll see
and
how
that
plays out.
I love
that
they're in metal bands. You know, metal is just – it is so tenacious. It just keeps coming. You know, no matter what, it's been through so many different waves over the years, from, you know, super popular, not so popular, different genres of it, hair metal, death metal, you know, there's so much different stuff, and it just keeps going. Thanks a lot for listening, as always. Remember to check us out on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. You can review us and subscribe. Also on Facebook. And like I said, thanks a lot for listening. This has been a Thursday New Movies and Music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Mezick.